Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call for Kajaria Ceramics Limited, hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. Please note that certain statements made by the management may be forward-looking within the meaning of applicable laws and regulation. Actual result might differ substantially from those expressed or implied. Kajaria Ceramics Limited will not be in any way responsible for any action taken based on such statement. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranav Mehta. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Pranav.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just one minute, just one minute. I got dropped off the call. Yeah, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining this call. Today we have with us the management of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, CMD, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, GMD, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, GMD, Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Nehal Shah, DVP Strategy, and Mrs. Pallavi Bala, GM Investor Relations. Without wasting much time, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Kajaria for his opening remarks, which will open up the floor for questions and answers. Yes, sir, over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Pranav. Good evening, everyone. You have already made the introduction, so I'll not do that again. We must acknowledge the ongoing challenges in the domestic tile market as the demand continues to remain weak. In quarter two FY24, our volume showed a modest year-to-year growth of 6.23%, reaching 26.47 million square meters. The consolidated revenue for the quarter amounted to 1,122 crores, reflecting a 4% increase compared to the same period last year. Our EBITDA margin strengthened, exceeding 16%, a notable improvement from 12% in quarter two FY23, primarily due to reduction in fuel costs. While first half of FY24 witnessed weaker demand than anticipated, we have observed a gradual uptick in volumes since September. Furthermore, we expect a favorable shift in the demand environment, driven by the positive impact of the healthy growth in the real estate sector. This outlook argues well for an improvement in volume growth in second half of FY24. We are pleased to announce the successful commissioning of the Secunderabad and Jaipur modernization cum expansion projects. These projects hold great promise for our future growth. In August 2023, we commissioned 3 million square meters of GVT capacity in Secunderabad, followed by the expansion cum modernization of our ceramic tile capacity by 1.92 million square meters at Jaipur in September 2023. These newly operational facilities allow us to produce larger tiles while achieving energy efficiency due to advanced skill technology. The recent commissioning of these projects signifies a positive step towards forward for our growth trajectory. On the export front, India is becoming an inevitable production hub for global exports, being the lowest cost producer in the world. India's exports grew 25% to approximately 16,000 crores in financial year 2023, which is likely to reach 20,000-21,000 crores in FY24, as compared to rupees 12,750 crores in FY22. India exports accounted for 15% of the world's total tile exports. If the current trend of India's tile exports continues, India may inch towards becoming the world's largest tile exporter in volume terms by financial year 25. Now for this quarter's financial performance. In quarter 2 FY24, the company achieved a 4% year-on-year increase in consolidated revenue from operations, reaching 1,122 crores compared to 1,078 crores in quarter 2 FY23. Despite the challenging market conditions, the bathware segment performed well, registering a notable 15% increase in revenue during quarter 2 FY24, reaching 85 crores compared to rupees 74 crores in quarter 2 FY23. The plywood revenue increased by 21% during quarter 2 F24 to 23 crores as compared to rupees 19 crores in quarter 2 F23. Revenue from adhesive grew by 35% to rupees 13 crores in quarter 2 F24 as compared to rupees 10 crores in quarter 2 F23. PAT for the year grew by 55% to rupees 108 crores in quarter 2 F24 as compared to rupees 70 crores in quarter 2 F23. As of 30th of September 23, the working capital days decreased to 53 days from 62 days as of 30th of June 23. As of 30th of June 23. Looking forward, we remain steadfast our growth strategy. This strategy entails a continued emphasis on expanding our reach in smaller towns and introducing innovative products. We are confident that our strong foundation and unwavering commitment to excellence will sustain our success in the quarters to come. With this, I take the opportunity of thanking you all for joining us today in spite of our busy schedule. Over to you, Pana. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Operator, we can open up the floor for a question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First question, essentially, sir, anything you'd like to put as a revised guidance for tile volume growth and revenue growth and margins for this year?
See, two things. As I said earlier, every quarter will be better than the earlier one, and that's what we are talking about. We are looking at a positive scenario for quarter three, and quarter four should be better than quarter three. As far as revenue guidance, it is linked to the growth of volume. So that, and as far as margins are concerned, we are keeping that at 14% to 16%, but it will be at the upper end. That much I can assure you. Because even if you see the 6% growth, volume growth in this quarter, 7% in the first quarter, if we have been able to achieve the 16% margin, I think going forward it should be slightly better. That's the way I look at it.
Got it, sir. And secondly, on the fuel pricing, if you could help us with the 2Q average and the outlook for the second half of this year.
See, as far as the second quarter is concerned, total if you take all the plants, it's about 38 rupees. And going forward, it will be more or less same plus minus 1 rupee, because as you all know, bread has slightly increased in the international market. So it should be plus minus 1 rupees. But at the same time, since we are using biofuel, so we are confident that it will not go beyond it.
And sir, the regional breakdown, if it's possible, for the north, south and west?
See, right now, we are selling approximately 40% in north.
Gas is
40 rupees in north, 38 in south, west is 33, and average is about 38 for quarter two.
Got it, sir. And last question, sir, the savings from power and fuel, I think it was expected to be about 150 crores for the full year. How much was that in first half? Is it equal, like is it 75 crores?
No, it should be slightly better than that. I would say slightly better, and part of it will be passed on to the trade, as I said earlier.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, sir, in terms of, passing on to the trade, but should be like 80-85 crores, is it?
Approximately.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in with you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the CAPEX. Any revision in the guidance for the CAPEX, or we hold to our guidance of last quarter?
The CAPEX guidance remains the same. I think this year we should be spending close to about 370 crores in financial year 23-24. And going forward, I think it should be about 200-250 crores every year for the next 3 years.
Understand. So secondly, on the export front, you actually gave a very good summary of how India is faring well as a low-cost producer. So any updates on the Q2 exports? How much have we grown, and which are the new markets that Morbi is currently targeting?
You see, total first 6 months exports are from India is about 10,000 crores plus.
Okay. Got it, sir. So any relevant pricing actions in Q2 that we have seen in either tiles or sanitary ware?
Any?
Relevant pricing action, pricing, price, hike or reduction?
The prices, as I said earlier also, the prices per se don't get reduced, but we pass on certain benefits to the trader, to the dealers, to sell more. Basically, that's what has been...
Bathware.
Sorry, bathware. What exactly is the question in bathware?
No, any relevant pricing actions across your product portfolio? Any segment where you have increased or probably rolled back the prices?
No, I don't. Right now, there's been no price increase in any segment. No change as such.
Okay, got it. So, and just one last question. In your starting commentary, you said that demand is a bit weak. So if you could help us understand, where is this weakness primarily coming from? Is this urban-driven or tier-two, tier-three, rural-driven?
See, all of you have been saying that real estate is good, has been good for the last 2 years, which we accept. Now, what has happened is, first year, as I said earlier, they have sold their own inventory, what was there. Second year, their new construction started. Our demand has started coming now. As I said, September has been better than last 5 months, and things are looking positive. First they use steel and cement and all kinds of things for making the building, cables and all that. Now a time has come where they'll be using the finishing end, where the tiles, sanitary ware, ply, and all kinds of things will come in, paints and all that, all will come in. So that's a scenario which is now emerging, and I think it should be better from here.
Now we are seeing the demand coming in the real estate sector. So going forward, things are going to be much better.
Understand. Then if I'm correct, your revised volume guidance was 11-13%. Is that right for the full year?
No. We are not saying that. What we are saying is,
okay. See,
first quarter we did the volume growth of 7%. Second quarter we did 6%. What we are honestly saying is, with the market looking up, we should set third quarter will be better, definitely better than first and two, and fourth quarter will be better than third. So if you average it out, I think it should be close to about 9-10. I think that's what we should look at.
9-10%. Understood. So, all right. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My questions have been answered. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Omkar from Shri Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. My question was regarding the volume growth. Earlier you targeted was around 15-20% at the start of the year. So now you are revising it to 9-10%. So any comments on that?
We never gave a guidance of 15-20%. What we gave a guidance was 13-15% in volume terms at our May conference when we did our annual results. All of you are also aware what is happening in the industry. It's not that Kajaria has to do something which is beyond expectations. Results have started coming from many multinationals. They are all saying that the markets have been very tough. So we are, whatever is the current scenario, looking at that, whatever we have revised, we just shared it.
Okay, so just now you shared that now the things have started input for the tile sector. As earlier, I mean, the cable and wire sector or other sectors are doing well. So how confident are you about this recovery which will be taking place, as the results from other players have been very strong? other players in the other industry, relevant industries to real estate?
Don't make a general statement, talk about a specific industry where the results have been good. We are also aware of what is happening.
Yeah. So please I'm talking about infrastructure, I'm talking about cables and wires.
As I said earlier, cables and wires are being used at the time of construction. Post-construction, tiles, sanitary wear, paints, ply, all these things come in. As far as Estel is concerned, you said, they are also using in agriculture. Don't forget, agriculture is doing very well in India, so don't mix that. See, you should compare an apple to an apple, I would say that.
So I was asking about the same thing. How confident are you that since
what we are saying is in the consolidated 6 months, we had a volume growth of about 6 to 7%. In going forward, it will be better than that. Things are looking up now, things are looking better. And next 6 months are going to be much better than the first 6 months.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just two questions from my end that's related to your one is employee cost. You've seen sudden increase in employee cost jump. Any specific one-off or will it be now the new run rate?
There we made it some provision for the increment in this quarter.
I'm sorry, sir, we will not able to hear you.
We made some provision of increment in the Q2.
Okay, so probably this one day basically can continue for full year considering this increment will stay here.
Yeah, so next quarter is going to be similar to Q2, slightly, maybe very slightly higher than the Q2.
Understood, so, sir.
You can take the same salary cost in Q3 and Q4, what we have shown in Q2.
Understood, sir. And secondly, sir, I just wanted to understand what has been the ad spend for first half as well as second quarter.
So we spent roughly 108 crore last year and we spent 60 crore in the first 6 months. Our target is to increase this and have a total spend of 130 to 140 crores for the financial year ending 23-24.
Okay. So second half with volumes improving, there you will see a aggressive happening.
Correct.
Understood. Thanks a lot. And all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Do you mind to please repeat once again the cost? My line wasn't clear actually. North, south, west.
Not clear. You're not audible. You're not audible, sir.
Your voice is not audible. Please switch to the headset.
I'm on Android. Thank you. Is it audible now?
No, sir. Your voice is not audible.
It's not clear.
Mr. Achal, please go ahead.
Is it better?
No.
I will fall back in the queue. I'll come back on the phone. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Kumar Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to know whatever demand we have done, growth we have done in terms of volume, 6-7%. So from where this demand is coming, whether it is coming from the placement market, upgradation, or more coming from new builders. So do we have any estimate of that and what kind of growth in both the segment is happening right now?
As we said, the first 6 months was 6-7%. And the next 6 months will be definitely better than that in terms of volume terms. And the growth is coming from everywhere in a good proportion, mainly from tier 2, tier 3 cities where new houses are being built. Metros are more for renovation basically. That's the overall scenario. Dealers are making more showrooms and bigger showrooms in tier 2, tier 3 cities. So we are looking at a much higher volume growth in the smaller towns.
Okay. So and then incremental demand will be coming once the, as you said, that we are expecting good demand once the project will come in completion stage, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Shah, UTI Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You can go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Ashokji, just wanted to ask. We are sort of increasing our footprint in international market, like let's say Dubai, and also we had set up a JV to sell products in UK market. So any sort of thoughts, whether are we willing to ramp up our export sales, or it would still remain small in the overall scheme of things?
See, overall we are very, very strong in the domestic market. Export will always be a small percentage of our overall sale. By opening a showroom in Dubai, by opening a showroom in London, we are trying to see how we can get some share of the export market and increase our export sales. It will be a slow and gradual process, but we are putting our effort to get some share of the market.
Sure. And we will be selling products, I mean tiles, in our own brand name, right?
Absolutely. It is a Kajaria product. We sold in Dubai or London.
Okay. Sure. And sorry, I missed that part. So we shared the gas cost region-wise. So what was the number for West and South?
West is 33, and South is 38, and North is 40, and average is 38.
Sure. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit from Elara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand, you highlighted that your strategy is
Amit, slow.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, am I audible now?
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. So I was saying that I just wanted to know, you've been talking about getting into smaller towns aggressively, and you also highlighted tier 2 and tier 3 markets. I just wanted to know if you could share what would be the, I mean, revenue split like, if possible, or the dealer split like, if possible, in those for us, for our existing current dealers or our current revenue.
See, currently, micro is about 15-16%. Tier 1, what we call it, is about 30%. Tier 2 would be about 30%. And Tier 3 will be the balance. Tier 4 will be hardly 2%.
Okay. And so our expansion plan, are we looking at Tier 4 or are we saying Tier 3, Tier 4?
Tier 2, Tier 3 will be the stress. That's where the major construction is happening. And partly into Tier 4 as we go along.
Okay, and in terms of our distribution current mix, what would it will should be similar to the revenue mix, right?
Yes, it will be similar to the revenue mix.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Parv from Nivishay Investment Advisories. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, if you can give the split of revenue between tiles, bathware, and their respective margins.
So, can you please repeat your question? It's very soft, your voice.
Sorry, is it okay now?
Yeah.
So, can you please share the split of revenue between tiles, bathware, and adhesives, and their respective margins?
For the last 6 months?
Yes.
90? 97.3% So tiles is 90%, bathware is 7%, and adhesives is 2 to 3%. Applying adhesives together is 2 to 3%.
Okay. And their respective margin?
So tile is about 16% EBITDA. Your bathware is about 9% EBITDA, and plywood is negative 2-3%.
Okay. So how do we see the bathware demand coming up? I mean, you did give some good guidance on tiles.
So bathware industry, the bathware market for us, first half grew about 16%. The next 6 months are going to be much, much better than the first 6 months. So we are looking at a blended growth of 20% plus for the entire year.
Okay, this is in the bathware alone.
This is the bathware segment, yeah. bathware and sanitary ware combined.
All combined, we will see a volume growth of 9 to 10%, right?
No, tiles you're talking about 9 to 10%. For bathware, we are talking about 20% plus value growth.
Okay. And sir, can you please share the dealer numbers as on 30th September?
For?
Number of dealers. I mean, you had guided 150 additions this year. Are we on track on that?
We are very much, very much. Right now, the current strength of dealers is about 1950. 1950.
Okay.
We started with 1840. Current strength is 1950.
Okay, sir. Majority are in T2, T3 cities.
No. They are in metro
all over, entire India.
How can they only be in T2 and T3?
Sorry, sir, I missed.
They are all over India. Kajaria is sitting all over India. Metro, Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 and partly Tier 4. The addition
also all over.
The addition will also be all over. But out of 110 dealers which have added, you can say about 35 are exclusive Kajaria.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lamanya Totala from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. Just wanted to check on other expenses. Even other expenses saw a spike in this quarter. Is anything one-off or with higher outsourced, it is at a higher rate?
We can't hear you properly. Yeah.
Mainly because of advertisement expenses.
Okay, so it will be higher for the next half also with increased.
It will be similar to what we have shown in Q2. There will not be the same increase in Q2, Q3 what we have shown in between Q1 and Q2.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronald Sioni from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I just wanted a perspective on the Indian tile exports market. So as you said that, you know, India is poised to become the largest tile exporter by FY25. So is it that only the lower gas prices compared to, you know, globally is what, you know, domestic exporters are getting benefits of, or are there any other, you know, benefits compared to other Southeast Asian countries? I mean to say, you know, during COVID and after, just before the COVID, the global gas prices were much higher. So versus, you know, what are the pros and cons with respect to, you know, this cost versus the Southeast Asian exporters?
See, gas prices, what they are today, are also there internationally. Indian manufacturers are paying whatever is international prices. Last year, if I take you back, in financial year, not calendar year 22, gas prices in Europe were 10x, 8x and 10x. And India was about 1.5x, 2x. But right now, everywhere the prices have come down more or less 2x or x into 1. India per se has become very competitive and the credit goes to Morbi because there are almost 600 manufacturers there. And out of that, you can see about 120 are focusing mainly on exports because we are a very competitive producer as a country. So that's why our exports are picking up. And looking forward, I think we have a feeling that it should go further up as the time passes.
Okay, so this is a very sustainable trend that exports would continue because the gas prices are comparable.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. In quarter two, your realization for subsidiaries has gone up and outsourcing has gone down quite significantly. So any reason behind that?
Nikhil, there is some our end and you know, some number got added in the subsidiary instead of subsidiary, it got added in the outsourcing part. So now we have corrected the number, and going forward, this is going to be the trend.
Okay, okay. So the quarter two numbers that are reported, those are correct, right?
Yeah. So every number in this earnings release are corrected, and now this is going to be the trend.
We have regrouped the number of the previous quarter.
Yeah.
To make it comparable with the Q2.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And one more question. It was on the gas cost. Your gas cost as a percentage of the top line and as a percentage of operating expenses, they have increased quarter on quarter. While you said that your average cost was 38 in quarter one, it was 39. If I'm not wrong. So, what could be the possible reason?
No. So it has gone up slightly because of some increase in the power cost. In one of our units in Rajasthan, there is some changes in the duty, and it has increased the power cost slightly. And gas cost is more or less same.
So if you look at the production as well, the capacity utilization in Q2 is higher than Q1. So that's the reason power cost has also gone up quarter on quarter.
Okay, got it. Your capacity utilization in Q1 would be around Q2 would be around 95% plus. If I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just one question. Can you quantify the volume growth for the month of September? And if possible, could you give some color on October 15 days also, the demand side?
September was roughly about 9%.
Okay.
And from October, things should be a little better.
Should be a little better. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jenny Skaria from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, am I audible?
Your voice is low. Please come closer to the handset.
Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Last year we were saying that Morbi would take annual shutdown. So is there any shutdown planned during the third quarter from Morbi?
We would not know. You should ask somebody in Morbi. We would not know that.
Okay, I thought you might be aware because we have JVs. No problem.
Our JVs are not taking any shutdown. Last year also, when they had shutdown, we didn't take any shutdown.
Sure, so that will. Secondly, sir, if you could just reiterate the capex guidance for FY24 and where would we be spending it in the second half?
So we spent roughly 50 crores in the gas pool modernization, 51. SKD was 100 crore plus. The Nepal project will be 91 crore. And Kerovit Global is roughly 80 crore. And a corporate office will be around 50 crores. And 26 crore will be the capex maintenance and miscellaneous will be under 25 crores. So that's 370 crore for this financial year.
Okay, and next year would be 200 to 50 crores each.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Next 3 years should be around.
We have no major expansion planned as of now for next year.
Okay, that's all from my end. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on this data pertaining to Ceramic World Review. What it surprisingly indicates is that India production and consumption actually in volumetric terms declined for CY22. Sir, any thoughts over here that you would like to share? Is there something that one should read across?
No, you are correct what Ceramic World Review says, but it is actually for the calendar year. And when you look at the financial year, because in India we do it financial year, and that's where we have updated the export data also as per the Ministry of Commerce. And if you look at the financial year, we have been flat on domestic volumes and exports have grown from 12,500 to 16,000 crores. Overall industry has been very tough last year for calendar year 22. If you can see the Ceramic World Review data, worldwide it has degrown by 9.6% because the fuel prices went up in certain parts of the world, 8x, 10x, 2x, depending on where you are. So that was the reason, but I think everything has come back to x or maybe maximum of 1.5x. So that's a scenario. So the industry overall in the world should also do better.
Right. Sorry, just to dig into it. Basically, it indicates 15% decline, even if it is CY. How should one believe this number? Is it something realistic or is it one should just own it?
Whatever they have given, we can't argue on that. But after seeing that data when we went to the fair in September, we consulted all the Morbi people also. They also felt that the industry has, in spite of the shutdown last year, please note that they have shut down 1 month. And some of the units have, some of the units have not. They felt that per se the production has been flat, you can say that. And some of the production has been diverted to exports. Because production, part of the production was domestic was flat, exports have grown up. So some of that production went to exports.
Sure.
And
also,
sir,
market share from the Morbi place.
Okay. That is helpful. Sir, second is we had given our volume guidance, but given we have bunching up of festivities this time of the year, we have Diwali, Chhath Puja all together. So do you hear or do you worry about concerns around labor availability, which can actually put a concern on volume growth? And given there are multiple state level elections, are there any historical trends from which basically has labor availability been a problem, or is it okay like this time?
If I take you back for the first 5 months, except for the month of July, where there was existing rainfall in north, there were no major holidays. Still, we couldn't do volume growth what we like to do. But as you know, in last 6 months of the year, if you take it historically for the last 10 years at least, the growth has always been better. Whatever you plan happens. So holidays will always come. Diwali will always come either in October or November. Chhath will be there, all that. Elections per se are beneficial. You know, whenever local elections are there or national elections are there, there is more work in the system. They try to clear more projects so that work can take place. So basically it's positive.
Sure. And so lastly, if you could give some comments on the pricing and discounting trends, what we saw in Q2 and how do you see that in Q3? Thank you.
Whatever has happened in Q2 because the gas prices were like that. Slightly gas prices have went up by 5 rupees on 1st of September, 24th of August and 1st of September and in Morbi. But if you look at that, nothing much should happen in quarter 3. Nothing much should happen as far as the pricing is concerned.
We are not looking at any changes.
Yeah.
We'll continue with whatever is going on.
Sure. This is helpful. Thank you so much. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akash Shah from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for a follow-up opportunity. Sir, we have recently seen that in plywood, there is the company would be able to give a bit higher loan to the subsidiary. So any sort of threshold limit that we have, the broad amount that we will invest in plywood business?
So currently, last year we did 77 crore turnover in plywood. This year we're looking at 100 plus. And the loan limit, we have not fixed that till now. We're looking at a positive future going forward and the losses should come down as we go ahead. So we'll take it as it comes basically.
Sure, sir. So as of now, the plan is to invest in this business as we see huge opportunity in this business.
Yes, because the plywood industry size is 27,500 crore in the country. Organized is only 7,000 crore, unorganized is 20,500. And with GST coming in, we see a lot of shift from the unorganized to the organized players. So it's a big size industry and we are hopeful of gaining some market share as we keep on moving forward.
Right. Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Omkar from Shri Investment. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to know what's the capacity utilization currently you are working at?
Capacity utilization in the quarter 2 is 98%.
98%. Hello?
Yeah.
You said 98%, right?
98%.
Correct. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aluwalia from Rungta from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, so my question relates to the gas. So when can we expect the impact of natural gas to be corrected?
No, natural gas is linked to Brent. And as you, we are all aware, Brent prices have gone up recently as high as $97. The prices of gas for us in North would have been much higher, but fortunately since we are using biofuel, we are saved by that. So that's what you said. The current price for the quarter two was 38 rupees average. For quarter three, we are looking at almost the same scenario, plus 1 rupee max, because otherwise it could have been much, much higher. So that's the scenario. So that's where we are at.
Okay, that was it. Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just one question. So earlier you had mentioned that there are no new capacities coming up in Morbi. But off late, we are seeing some signs of fresh investments coming in over there from the smaller or the unorganized players. So do we see this as the hindrance, or you would attribute the same for the export?
No, no. Our information also says that almost 25-30 plants are coming in Morbi, but mainly they will be for exports. You are absolutely correct. There are 25-30 plants coming. Good-sized plants are coming, I was told. And mainly for exports, because export market is really picking up, so they want a bigger share and better share of that pie.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. This was it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashok Kajaria for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for all the people who have joined us today and spending their valuable time. I hope we have been able to answer a few of the questions that were put to us. And any further questions can be sent to our team of Sanjeev, Neil and Palvi for more answers. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines.